Roll the tape.
Morning, nice people who I still don't know your names and who mean nothing to me.
What you doing?
We have a very special show for you lined up. It's all part of God's great plan.
If you're in a funk because it is cold and dreary, well, there is something that can help.
3, 2, 1.
V.S.N.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a very special edition of V.S.N. Radio. We are here today to talk about the upcoming edition of Madden, known as Madden 25. We're interviewing here today Mike Young, the Madden NFL Creative Director. How you doing today, Mr. Young?
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Also, here with me today is the one and only Mr. Bill from VSN, also known as VirtualSportsNetwork.com. How you doing today, Mr. Bill?
Doing great. Thanks.
And I am the host, Jay, also known as Jay Dizzle from VSN Arcade Podcast. Also, do a little thing over at WeWantInsanity.com or Club WWI. Men Jay have something to say. Go ahead and check them out on the side. But we are here again today to talk about Madden 25 with Mr. Mike. What is Madden 25?
What is it?
Yeah.
The, premier NFL football game on the, Xbox and the PS3. Just another great year, a lot of great new features. And the title itself, Madden 25, is that this is our 25th anniversary of the game. So a lot of people were expecting us to call it Madden NFL 14, but it's a great year to celebrate kind of the history of the game. And you saw the cover vote that had legends and modern players going up against each other, and ended up with one of the best ever Madden video game guys, Barry Sanders, on the cover.
Yeah, I saw that mention on ESPN when they had the big cover vote, and like just following throughout the months, like all these great names. You had Peyton Manning, you had Adrian Peterson, and you had Barry Sanders, and it got all the way up to Adrian Peterson and Barry Sanders, and I thought all day was going to get it, and then all of a sudden Barry got it, and then they explained how like the year he retired was going to be about the same year he was going to be selected for the cover, and now that he finally gets it this year is just a very special treat for young and for old fans alike.
Yeah, and like I've been fortunate through this job to have actually met him a couple times. You know, we have him in our game as a legend. Last year he was, one of the main guys we added to the game to, replay his career in our connected careers mode. And he's just so great, gracious, and he's so humble and excited to be, continue to be part of the Madden game and connect to his fans that way. So he's just a great guy, and I'm glad he won.
I'm very glad you got to meet Mr. Sanders. I myself am a big fan of his past work. I know a lot of his stuff through NCAA football, and now they had his Oklahoma State career in there as well with all those records that you could beat playing as him. So just to know that he finally gets the shot at the cover is very cool.
For sure.
Now, Bill, do you have any questions from VSN?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a lot of questions that we can jump right into, Mike, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. We're getting a lot of questions about presentation this year. As the game continues to evolve, and people have really been receptive to the connected careers, now connected franchise mode. Presentation is one of those things that I guess kind of helps immerse you into the game even more. Can you give us some insight into what is coming as updates presentation-wise this year?
Yeah, I know a lot of people are kind of wondering where the presentation playbook went. They got used to seeing it every year. And when it went away, I know there were some people that were trying to figure out what that meant. But, we're still doing a lot of great things. Presentation, commentary alone, year two of having Sims and Nance, the depth we're going to get with commentary, especially in, the career mode. Basically, we haven't talked about it much because we're going to come out and talk you know, specifically to areas like that later on and support it with assets and stuff like that, because I think it just comes off better when you're seeing and hearing presentation than, you know, reading a blog about it. So I do know, you know, we're still, you know, looking at the game as a broadcast, and I think people are going to really like what we've done with replays this year. They feel a lot more human and varied and specific to, you know, the types of plays. I think the team's got even more of a mastery of using the real cameras from the real locations in the stadiums in an appropriate way. The framing, the timing, really tells a great story. You know, you guys have seen a few screenshots with, you know, new tickers and the banners, not just the way they look, but the animations on and off the screen feel a lot more like a broadcast. You know, I feel like we're doing a lot of the things we always do, but have plussed it all up. So,
okay.
Has a, it's much tighter and
well, for example, one of the things you did in Madden 13 was to redo the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets chant. Were there any more team chants done? For example, not only team chants, but also things like the Seahawks or Falcons screech for first downs, cannons in Tampa when they get in the red zone.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of stuff like that. We actually did a lot of ride-alongs this year with the CBS crew. And, you know, we're actually recording Phil and Jim in the booth and getting raw feeds of that. But we're also going to lots of stadiums, following them around the country and getting live recordings of, you know, New England and Pittsburgh. And so you're going to see a lot more of that stuff making its way in. We brought back a lot of the, authentic tracks, stuff you'd hear during kickoffs, stadium, the classic stadium rock stuff. So I think audio... it's getting a nice pass as well, just authentic. The stadiums are sounding more alive. We've redone all of our ref audio. So there's a lot of new stuff, especially to hear, I would say.
Okay. In the deep dive blog that was done about Connected Franchise, it was mentioned that commentators will talk about season standings, stats, last week's games. Can you elaborate on that? Is that going to be just Jim and Phil talking about it, or is it also going to be integrated into the Twitter feed?
Well, the Twitter feed already does that stuff, right? Like, I thought that's the thing we were really successful with last year, is that our news center sounded really smart and knew about, upcoming games, trades, trade rumors, if a guy was scouted by a certain team. Like, that system was very smart, but very little of that because it was year one with a new broadcast booth. We just didn't really get to that depth of bringing a lot of that stuff into the game. So if you think about specifically owner mode, things like when you're moving as an owner, you decide to move your team to a different city, the commentators are going to talk about that. And, we have a sideline reporter we'll be talking about later, but we're talking more about the world outside of the game and bringing that in. Last week's stats, like, maybe you're in the red zone, for instance, and they'll talk about how they want to improve on last week's, dreadful red zone performance where they were, only scored one on four trips down there. So it's really kind of making the season feel more alive. And what's cool is when you're playing other teams and you're hearing about them, because it gives you more depth to, like, oh, yeah, the Cardinals, they're on a hot streak and their defense has been incredible this year. But it's your new fantasy, right? You need to hear about what's actually happening, not kind of what happened in the real NFL the season before. So I think that was definitely one of our focuses this year, was getting deeper and deeper commentary on the career mode specifically.
Okay, Mike, can you hear Bill?
I can't.
Okay.
Did he drop out?
No,
Bill,
I'm sorry.
You dropped out.
No, I'm here.
Okay, can you repeat the question you're saying? I'll decide it later.
Okay. I was saying, following up on the Connected Franchise, you were, a lot of people are very excited about that. Can you tell us a little bit more about the owner mode, what people can expect there?
Well, the owner mode in general is the ultimate power in our game, and you know, we want to fulfill a lot of different fantasies with this mode. So, you know, as the owner, I think a lot of people can kind of picture themselves, if I got rich, I could buy my favorite team, hire the coach I want, I could run, you know, the offense the way I want, I can trade away the player I don't like, trade for the player I want. Plus all the management stuff, making money, you know, the power of, you know, setting the ticket prices, and, you know, the things we have in there really allow you to create this awesome fiction about what it'd be like to own a team, and, you know, it's as powerful as, you know, building a new stadium in your favorite, you know, hometown. Like, I want to keep the Rams in St. Louis. We've got to get that new stadium.
Well, let's say that, for example, like if the, say if your attendance is low, if you're going through the owner mode and it says your attendance is low, are you going to see that reflected in the game? Are you going to see your team playing to a less than full stadium?
A little bit. It's the NFL, so it's not like, you know, the Montreal Expos back in the olden days where you're going to see like 1,000 people in the stand. I mean, even when people talk about some of the markets that don't draw as well, I mean, you go to those games and it's pretty packed. It's not like I said, the Montreal Expos game or something. So you'll see it a little bit, but it's not going to be extreme. You know, you can't totally blow it with an NFL team, no matter what you do.
Absolutely. So could you tell us a little bit more about what Adam Schefter is going to do in Madden 25? Is he going to be more of like the free agency scoop person like he was in head coach 09? Or what do you guys have envisioned for his role in the game?
Yeah, Adam's back in our, you know, virtual news feed again, kind of breaking storylines, but then he's also been added to the draft commentary. I know he did play a similar role in head coach, and now when the draft's running live, we've got Trey Wingo as more of a host type character, and then Adam Schefter's the guy who really gives you the outlook and the story about that player. So, you know, we have brand new branching storylines for 30 classes, and Adam did an awesome job of bringing those to life and making them sound authentic, and that's his role this year, but I'll sign him to a couple-year deal, and we'll be looking to use him in a lot of different ways because he's awesome.
One of the other questions we had, Madden 12 had a working injured reserve system within the franchise. Is that going to be one of the features that will be returning in Connected Franchise for Madden 25?
Not for Madden 25. I mean, I don't think everything's been announced. There hasn't been kind of any secret features that are going to be announced after this. So that one is not part of it, though.
Okay. All right. Next question. If you're playing in owner mode with Connected Franchise, will owners be able to bid for Super Bowl hosting?
Not this time.
Okay.
But it's definitely something we talked about.
Okay. Also, another Connected Franchise question. I know in Madden 13, there were some issues with the CPU kind of not properly using the XP that they acquired to progress their players. Is that going to be something that was looked at for Madden 25?
That was definitely looked at. I mean, we spent last year, you know, it was difficult to get the three modes kind of built into this new super mode, and
right,
so many screens and so many systems to balance, and I think we did a good job with it, but we had a whole extra year of getting, you know, feedback from, you know, the media like yourself and our fans and us playing it internally, and every system that we added last year has been tuned and improved on. So,
okay. Yeah. And guessing there's been a lot of work that was done. You know, something people were really excited to hear about was the NCAA rosters, being able to import those into Madden 25. And so I'm guessing there's been a lot of work done there to make sure that that feature will be seamless and give people the randomly generated draft classes.
Yeah, I mean, it works like it did before. Seamlessly integrated into the flow of the league. Online and offline. And, you know, it was never online before for us, so that's a significant add. But, Yeah, what we found is a lot of people love the kind of fake draft classes with like the depth and the storylines that they could follow. And then there's another type of audience that wants to kind of extend their NCAA fantasy and bring that into Madden, whether it be, you know, the real guys they made up in their head or whatever. They like to kind of continue on when Madden comes out, and we wanted to make sure that was working well for them, and we brought that back.
Okay. And talking about online, what overhauls or work to update the EA connected franchise site has been done? I know last year that was a kind of a common recurring sentiment, was that it was a little slow to load. It had a lot of features, but it just, you know, it seemed to take a little while to get in there and start poking around.
Well, we did an overhaul to the website. Last year I'd say the focus was on like the legacy leaderboard, and that was kind of a miss, and I think this year you'll find it's much more functional. It's a better portal. Even that there's like a, you know, tutorial into the website to kind of walk you through that first time experience, and we're much happier with it. We got a lot of feedback from fans that used it. It wasn't crazy usage, but there's people that were very passionate about having it, and so I think we made some nice improvements for that, and it's obviously playable on multiple devices, and people enjoy it.
I really liked the site. The one thing that I liked was, since there was not an app, like a smartphone app that you'd had before, was that it was smartphone and tablet friendly, which is, you know, very current. One of the things that we spoke to Josh about was commissioner tools. Can you give us, and he had mentioned there were some expanded tools coming for Madden 25. He did say that we would not be getting the ability for a commissioner to put an owner on autopilot through the website, which for me as an owner, you know, that means I have to go back, or a commissioner, I have to, you know, get home to my PS3 to handle all administrative functions. I can't handle them on the go. Can you tell us what commissioner tools are coming for Madden 25?
We still haven't locked those down yet, so.
Okay.
You
know what my vote is for. You know what my vote is for. Because, you know, when we were talking to you last year, you know, we've got a 32-owner league. There's actually two of them on our site that run at full capacity year-round. We're going into our fifth season. We're actually approaching the playoffs of the fourth season right now. So we're actually going to be playing through until right before the launch of Madden 25. And then we're even going to keep a sim league going with Madden 13 just to see how our draft classes went. So, you know, when you have 32 guys in a league over the course of a year, you know, that's getting somebody to be put on autopilot is, an administrivia function that comes up a lot. So if you guys are looking for a suggestion there, that would be one that we would love to see.
Cool. Well, I mean, I love groups like yours that, to me, you guys are like our best fans, the fans that play from day one to the next, you know, the next launch. You're playing, you know, 4, 5, 10 seasons with 32 people, and you've created your own fictions and your own, you know, friendships through the game. And I love that stuff, and I love hearing from you guys about what helps you get games played, you know, manage your leagues, deal with jokers, you know, and all your problems. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why we really appreciate the opportunities to get a chance to speak to you guys. Let's see, we've got some other questions here. Has there been any updates to some of the player faces, or are we going to see that more on like PS4, Xbox One, or is that going to be pretty much what it was for 13 for Madden 25?
No, we got quite a few in this year. We had a scans from last year's rookie class, I think about 20 deep of guys that didn't get in, that all got into the game this year. Redid all the guys that are starting, quarterbacks, and then kind of did all the QBs that we thought possibly could get starting jobs in the upcoming season.
And then
did all the coaches, including the new guys. And then we did get some guys to the Pro Bowl. I'd say in all there's about 50-ish. No, actually, if you think about 30 quarterbacks, 32 coaches, close to 100, I guess.
Were Arian Foster and J.J. Watt in that group?
I'd have to go look at our little internal website to see the exact guys. I could try to click on that behind the scenes while trying to pay attention to you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'm guessing if you did 100, they probably, considering their standing in the league, they probably were on that list.
Well, sometimes it's the access to, and that's, you know, being in Madden's something that's important to those guys. Like, they do a head scan at a Pro Bowl, you need them to want to do it, you know? So, or for them to, like, be at the event we're at, you know? So it's not always, kind of sometimes you're left with, you get what you get, and there's guys that are so important that will make their heads without kind of the high-end techniques. But we prefer when we can get the authentic head scan and we get every single detail captured accurately.
Okay. What about camera angles and replays for this year? I know you had mentioned we would be excited about some of the replay stuff, but you know, camera angles, any updates this year from 13?
You mean playable camera angles?
Yeah,
or like
I think it was the zoom mode that most people were not happy with.
Yeah, we've actually tweaked that. I'm sure one of your people is a mega footballer, I think is his name. we get like a million tweets a day from him about the camera specifically. And he did a good job throwing together some reference and some kind of feedback on what it should look like pre-play, and you know, we've looked at ourselves from, you know, during play, and we think it's improved. So we'll got to get out in the wild and see what all the fans, because you know, not a lot of people play at that camera, but the ones who do seem to be very passionate about it.
And what about defensive assignments? We had defensive assignments in 13 or in 12, but not in 13. Will that be put back in for 25 so you could have, like, say, your best cornerbacks shadow the best receiver from the other team wherever he lines up?
Actually, I don't know that. We did do a lot of work on our pre-play controls, aligning with some of the stuff NCAA had done, and based on our new kind of personnel group play calling, there's some, you know, changes to the audible system, but I don't know the answer to your specific question because it kind of just never was something I was thinking about. It doesn't mean it didn't happen, though.
Yeah. Can we follow up with you offline, you know, via email about that one? Maybe have
sure.
Yep, okay. And also, looking, you know, this is a big year for gaming with the Xbox One and the PS4. On the horizon, and having made the, you know, the switch to the new generation a couple of times, when you're looking at developing Madden basically for four consoles this year, and then the handhelds, are we going to have the exact same connected franchise on PS3, X360 as we do on PS4, or are there going to be some subtle differences?
I'm not actually sure what we're talking about yet. I don't really think we're shifting talking about, you know,
okay.
The next.
So we're next still genders. we're still all focused on PS3, Xbox 360 until this fall, maybe?
Yeah, I don't actually know the timeline there, but we're still kind of not talking about that other than kind of what we've shown already.
Okay. Another common question that's comes up, and I noticed even IGN picked this one up. Are we going to see a PC version of Madden 25?
I wouldn't see it in Madden 25's future.
Okay. So maybe potentially that would come back in the future then, is what you're thinking?
You never know. That's probably not my call. So,
okay. If you're given direction, you'll build it.
Yeah, I think it could be cool.
What about preset formation subs within the game?
Don't know that either. We can follow up with that.
Okay. All right. Also, on the PS3, I don't know that I noticed it as much on the Xbox 360. It seemed like occasionally the screen would go blurry. before the ball was snapped. Was that ever identified as what caused that? Was there a change in resolution that was being pushed through, or what was the cause behind that?
You mean from last year?
Yes, from Madden 13. 3? Yeah, PlayStation 3, Madden 13. You know, you're coming up to the line, the screen will go blurry, and then it pops back to clear as you're getting ready to snap the ball.
I'll have to dig into that. I'm assuming it's fixed.
Okay.
But I would.
It doesn't. It didn't really impact gameplay. I mean, it was just kind of, you know, it's like, well, what happened there? Let's see. Looking here. Also had some questions about uniforms. Will the Bears be wearing navy pants for their default away uniforms? And they had orange pants in Madden 13 and never wore them in real life.
Look that up. I think we're going to be fixing that, though. We've heard a lot from Bears fans. And
they're very vocal.
You know, when a new uniform goes in, just, you know, so fans know, often we're only working off style guides. And, you know, we don't just put in combos just because we think it'd be cool or we totally missed the boat. But often by the time we actually see the real deal and the teams kind of make their final choices, you know, it's too late for us to change. But once we see stuff in real life, we're usually pretty quick to switch stuff up. And, you know, fortunately we did have the mix and match system in there, but I do realize it's annoying if the default isn't correct.
Okay.
So.
Also, would we be able to place injured players on the PUP list or the physically unable to play list in Madden 25? Kind of would help you with roster management from time to time.
No, we didn't have that this year.
Okay. Coordinators, I know we've heard about owner mode, coach mode. Are coordinators going to be featured as a storyline within the game?
Nope. This year the addition was head coach, head trainer, head scout.
Okay. Trainer, scout, head coach, owner. Okay.
Yep.
If you are playing as a coach or player, do you still respond to media questions, or is that strictly within owner mode?
Right now, that's just an owner mode thing, but, you know, we would probably consider building on it in the year's future, because I think it could end up being pretty cool.
Okay. We also had some questions about tiebreakers. There's been a couple of seasons in the leagues on our site over the course of the past year where the tiebreakers didn't seem to perfectly match the NFL tiebreakers. Or what's been done in that area?
I'd have to look into that. I don't know if I've ever heard that they weren't accurate to the league, because we, you know, try to, even when, you know, we get the annual new rules sent out, often pretty late, we always get rules in. So we didn't hear that much or at all from the community, so
okay.
Definitely something I'd want to look into and see if there was a specific thing that actually doesn't match reality.
Yeah, well, we could certainly provide a few examples from the leagues in our site. I mean, it's not a, you know, something that's happened a lot, but it has happened, and, you know, some of the guys, you know, that's, as you can imagine, they're very emotionally invested in their season, and then if they miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I'd be bummed out.
So. Yeah, I'd
love to have those examples.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be happy to work with you on that. Let's see. Do you know if the CPU is going to use the same play? Like, if you're in Connected Franchise, will the CPU use the same playbook if a new coach is hired with a new scheme? Like, say, if the Colts are on CPU, they hired a coach that ran the 4-3, would it be based around that, or would it just remain the 3-4?
I believe that has been changed, but I do know that one of the coolest parts of 32-team offline control is that you can go in and take control of that team and change stuff. So we did get a lot of, you know, realism junkies come to us and say, you know, once Big Ben was out the Steelers and they had a different quarterback, we thought their offense should be different, and I want to change this, and I want to change that, and this coach doesn't run that, and giving people the control to kind of, you know, manage all the realism is something I'm really excited about.
Okay. Here's one other question that seems to be coming up in at our site, and perhaps you can clarify here. I don't think we've seen any quarterback as a starter lost to injury over the course of all of our seasons. Is there any preference to the coding on injuries to keep the starting quarterbacks on the field, kind of to reflect the real NFL's commitment to keeping the marquee players under center?
Not for that reasoning. You guys are talking about coach leagues?
Well, we're talking about coach leagues, but it seems that the starting quarterbacks rarely, if ever, get hurt. And we know, you know,
for the user control teams?
Yes.
There's nothing we do, so I don't know if it's coincidence or.
And it could be. It just seems like that's, you know, of all the people that get injured, it's just, you know, we rarely see a starting quarterback. On substitutions within Connected Franchise, do you know if we'll be able to sub first string to second string or first string to second team defense on the fly? Like, would you be able to just put in your backups?
Oh, on the fly? There's no kind of new slick kind of, you know,
From the menu, you couldn't just have, like when it goes up to the play call menu, one of the triggers couldn't just be, like, put in second team?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you got a lot of hardcore, awesome questions here for me. I feel like I'm on the hot seat.
Well, we're trying to not make it too hot. I mean, we appreciate you taking time, you know, to talk with us today. But it's, you know, we've got a lot of hardcore Madden gamers on our site. You know, guys playing, you know, multiple games a week year round. So you know, as you can imagine, you get that large of a community. There's going to be a lot of questions that are coming up. Let's see. I think we might have just one or two more. One is coming in from DJ Rude, who is actually one of our league members that was featured on the Madden Nation show.
Cool.
I think in the second season. Yet, can we use the legends on the regular rosters, or are they going to be available for Mutt only?
Yeah. Do you mean like in a career mode, or just kind of like, hey, I want to put play now, I want to have Joe Montana on the 49ers?
Right,
or
exactly.
Either way.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. I'm kind of a person who would like that. We haven't done it yet. We're going to have, you know, the Canton Greats team with even more legends, and, you know, the ability to play with even more guys in the career mode. But as of right now, we're not putting them on the free agent list. And it's really because we need to find a way to not have that happen for the people who don't want that, you know, to break their reality.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of different types of gamers. Like, I would personally love to build a all 1984 49ers team, you know, with, you know, take all those guys we've got, like Montana Rice and Steve Young and Ronnie Lott, and put them all together with Coach Walsh and Eddie DeBartolo Jr. and, you know, play a league like that. That would be killer. but yeah, it's kind of one of my personal things. I'd like to figure out how and when it becomes a priority to do something like that, because it's, I know there's some guys like me that would love that kind of fiction.
And talking about some of the other things we're looking at, like when you're going through your draft, will there be any like cutscenes of, say, the first round picks getting their jerseys at a draft, like seeing them like on the stage getting their jersey and pictures
not
with
this
the
year.
Commish? Okay.
It was really about, you know, us getting, you know, the Adam Schefter involved, Trey Wingo, that's the polished, having fantasy draft feeling just as special as, you know, the, you know, collegiate draft, and having it stuff work well both online and offline, and having the news stories work properly for that, and you know, improve that the way we presented it, and, you know, the functionality of it. But someday I think we will have Roger Goodell out there.
I'm sure he would lend his likeness to the game.
We do have him. We already have him in the Super Bowl presenting the trophy. So we're still, I think, the first game to have the real commissioner in there, and first game now to have the real owners. So we love that realism stuff, and any way we can try to up the presentation. Yeah. So.
And talking about the Super Bowl, I know that in Madden 13, if somebody was named the MVP of the Super Bowl, it wouldn't get added into their player information like if they were the season MVP stat. Is that something that's been addressed this year? Like, would it Super Bowl MVP show on that player's career card?
It hasn't been addressed yet. It's really a memory thing. It's remembering all this data about so many different players.
Mm-hmm.
But we're limited to kind of pick and choose. But, you know, I'd say in the future when the, you know, hardware allows more things to be saved and more memory, we can start to add more and more, you know, we can start to add weekly awards and all that stuff.
All right. Well, I think that's all the questions that we had for now. Was there anything else that you'd like to tell us about Madden 25?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm surprised to get no questions about, like, run free. You know, kind of all the stuff done around the running game that, you know, just unlocks so much creativity where you feel like you're actually, you know, each running back feels totally different to playing with an Adrian Peterson, you know, feels so much different than like a Barry Sanders or, you know, Darren Sproles, and, you know, the ability to combo moves and, you know, the precision of the feet. And, I think once people actually get their hands on it, it's even better than when you just see videos about it.
Well, I know that there have been a lot of discussion about that, and I think there, you know, people have been, it's certainly excited about that feature. It's just been very well explained, I think, thus far, you know, by the blogs on the EA site and, you know, the game changers that have had a chance to look at some early production copies of the game. So that was, you know, everybody's really excited about that because that's, you know, the running game is critical. You know, if you look at, I know in our league, in particular, if you want to see who's going deep into the playoffs, it's the guys that have been able to put together a good, solid running game. You know, they don't throw the ball around a lot. You know, so they've got a good running game and they throw when they have to. Those are the guys that are successful. So, you know, new enhancements to the running game are certainly going to be looked upon favorably.
That's awesome.
So, all right. Well, Jay, did you have anything else?
So there has to be said today, Mr. Bill. I did want to ask, what would be one feature? Now, like a person like me, specifically, I like playing Madden. I'm not really hardcore into getting into a league like Bill and the T2O League on VSN. But I like to play with my friends here and there, and once in a while we get a new guy that will come in and say, okay, well, I want to play a game of Madden with you guys, but I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to check rosters, I'm not going to, you know, pick a specific team, I just want to jump in and play. What would you say to some of the newer players out there that want to come in, if not for next gen with PlayStation 4 or with the Xbox One, but, you know, anything like Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3, what would you say to them to draw them in to say, hey, come play our game this year?
Well, I think the running is the number one thing, but yeah, gameplay, I think when you add a control mechanic that fundamentally changes the game, that's the year. You know, I think most people, when they look back, they're like, wow, this changed the game for how I played it, and those are always the biggest years to me. When I look at, you know, evaluating whether to buy a new sports game, those are the years where I'm always jumping in. It's like, wow, they fundamentally changed something that was, you know, a core part of the game on the sticks. And I think, you know, authentic presentation, the audio. So if you're an NFL fan and you love one of your teams, I think, you know, the authentic experience is, you know, being in New England and hearing the muskets fire, and it really just helps you connect with your team. And, you know, this year, I'm a Rams fan, and playing with Tavon Austin is just an awesome. So, like, getting a chance to play with your players, and that's always the greatest, I think.
Okay. Second question I have, is there one feature in this year's game that did not make it this year that you're hoping would make it in next year's edition?
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you guys that stuff. Then we wouldn't have anything to talk about next year. Yeah, that's a good try, though.
Can't blame us for trying.
Trying to get me in trouble. Yeah, I love talking about the future, but no, it's not allowed. So.
It's well, okay, Mike. I tried.
Anytime you want to get us under NDA and bring us down to Orlando, we'll be happy to talk.
Oh, then we can do that.
All right, Mike, thank you for taking the time today to talk to Mr. Bill about Madden 25. And allowing both of us to speak upon this game and to share it with those out there on the internet. We'll try to get this up as soon as we can to let everybody know, hey, we got these specific hardcore questions that everybody's been asking about. and you know, is there anything that you like to say to the fans out there as far as this game goes?
You know, I just hope everyone gives it a try. At least checks out the demo, and I think you'll all be really happy with, you know, especially the career mode people that, you know, Josh and I work on that together, and really excited about being able to bring something as big as owner to the table this year and add in things like 32 team control and import draft class. You know, I felt like last year people really liked connected careers, but we kind of lost a few of the features that had become people's, you know, I call it their rituals, like, you know, the father and son that would play career mode together that really couldn't do that last year. And so I'm really excited about us bringing that back but continuing to innovate.
Are you allowed to say what exact date the demo is going to come out on?
I don't know it by heart, so I don't think we've determined it yet.
I would have
loved to have known that date.
Probably, I would say, at least a week to 2 weeks before the game drops would be reasonable.
Yeah, that's usually the kind of window for us. So, hopefully you guys are some of the first to know, but you can get the Madden 25 full game August 27th.
Well, I am definitely looking forward to picking up a copy. And when I get my brand new PlayStation 4, hopefully you'll be able to find a copy of Madden on that later on this year.
Awesome. Thanks, Jay. Mr. Bill.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Again, this is Mike Young, Madden NFL Creative Director. Here talking about Madden 25. Go ahead and buy a copy in August. Go and play, enjoy, and experience the NFL yourself. And that's it. Thanks for listening, folks.
EA Sports. It's in the game.